Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Schein, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. Feliz Navidad.
Is this really Flesh Wound Horror, though? Is that all I'm going to say?
Yeah, we'll get into it. But yeah, Kruger's off tonight. He will be back soon. So what we're talking
about.
He's
just on a one show. He's like, Dan's like he's on hiatus and stuff.
Maybe they thought something happened to him. They were worried about Kruger. I'm just letting him know he's good. He's cool.
Like Dan's just fucking walking on eggshells so he don't get taken to Krugplex City.
Yeah, Jesus, God, guys tried to just like point out that our friend is not on, and then he gets shit on. But that's okay. That's how it goes. That's great. Yes.
Okay.
I won't take it personally, but that's so cool. It's all good.
But you do so like anyway. To take it.
Fuck you, Todd. So, anyways, I need shit. We need Mel Gibson clips so I can tell you how I really feel.
Oh, those are on the old board. But if you know some by heart, feel free to go ahead. And
yeah, Dan, please
quote them.
Oh, God, there were some rough ones. We used to play them a lot.
Maybe you shouldn't. I don't know.
I certainly
you might go. You might go with the ones that might piss off a certain group of people.
Yeah, use the N-word. No,
I was going the other way.
Oh.
I thought he was going to make oven jokes.
Gotcha.
What the fuck? God damn. All right. Well, on that note.
Damn, I feel like I need to cut that.
I don't think so. Mocking my heritage. God damn it.
I know. You guys did do some fucked up shit, so.
All right, so on that note, I wasn't born yet, god damn it. On that note, we are talking about Mel Gibson's latest film, Fat Man, from co-directors Asim and Ian Nelms. And this one follows, a rowdy, unorthodox Santa Claus is fighting to save his declining business. Meanwhile, Billy, a neglected and precocious 12-year-old, hires a hitman to kill Santa after receiving a lump of coal in his stocking. All right. So I think we were all super excited. Mel Gibson in a Santa Claus revenge type flick. How could you go wrong?
And Walton, and you got Walton Goggins too. That's another, you know.
Yes, one of the best character, one of the best character actors working today.
He's on a network series now, Dan. He's not really a character actor.
The Unicorn. I saw a preview for it, so I know things.
It's on the second season, Dan. Though, so you just found out about it.
He was also on Justified. A pretty cool.
He was
show. Never finished it, but it was a good show.
Vice Principals. Come
right.
on,
yes.
Wow. Short-lived. If we're just going over, then the fucking Shield, one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, he's been in a lot the last 20 years.
And you know,
I never finished that show.
Well, I'm going to bring it back to horror, and of course, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Hell yeah.
Yes. So this movie, you have certain expectations for it. It's not the movie I was hoping it would be, personally. I was definitely looking for something a little more wild with this premise, and it's surprisingly restrained for what you would think it would be. I mean, yes, Mel Gibson, Santa Claus, and we've got the kid going, you know, hiring a hitman to kill him. All of that's a little over the top, but for the most part, it's played fairly straight, and it wasn't what I wanted it to be. I have more to say, but I'll tag you in.
Well, I was going to say it sounds a lot more interesting than it actually is.
Yes, it felt more like a standard action film at times, but not a lot of action either. Yeah. What did you think, Bugs?
To me, it felt kind of like one of those 20 years or 40 years later movies without us getting the original one. Because it's like, oh, he's gritty and stuff. Like, why? But, like, he's a total badass. I believe it. But a lot of that has to do with it's Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, Goggins, holy crap. He's my favorite part of the movie. And usually Mel Gibson would be my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah. No, that's a big compliment then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that guy's the man anyway. And I guess the little shit did his job because I fucking hated that kid. I think I want the prequel more than I wanted to see this movie first because, like, it's fine, but the tone is kind of off because, like, sometimes it's funny, but it never gets really, really funny intentionally or unintentionally. It never peaks anywhere. It just kind of, like Dan said, kind of just like right down the middle of this is enjoyable, but with everything here, it should be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do a lot, though. Like, this Santa doesn't really do a whole lot.
A lot of it's off camera. Like, slight spoiler, there's a bullet hole through the sleigh, but we never see it get shot up. And that kind of annoyed me. But
you know what else I noticed?
Bring in the military. It's weird.
Did you see the trailer where there's that hilarious line where he was talking to the guy and he's like, if that were Donder, he would have bit your package right off or something along those lines. That wasn't in there.
Yeah, when he was talking to the military guy, but either way.
Okay. But I missed it.
Dan was on his phone on Grindr.
It's enjoyable, but I would like just lower your expectations. It's not your bombastic Christmas movie that you might want from this. Oh, I also learned that Mel Gibson Santa Claus loves burnt cookies. I'll be damned.
Straight out the oven.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Todd?
Yeah, you guys nailed it. It needed to be a lot more. It was in the middle, and with the people you have in it, it just felt like it should have been so much better. Like, we all should have loved this.
Yeah.
Honestly, but it I don't know if our expectations were set one way. And because we didn't get it, we're not in love. But I don't know. I feel like even if we would have went in zero expectations, we still would have been like, yeah, it was cool. But nothing, it's not going in my annual rotation for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't really succeed, though, as anything in particular. I'm not saying it had to be Santa's sleigh and Mel had to do a whole bunch of ridiculous shit, but even if you just wanted to make it a straight action movie, that's not really there. I mean, and it's not very satisfying in the ending either. I think the story's even kind of garbage.
I'll tell you why I'm very satisfied. Because the director's lifted, just like he does, from Quentin Tarantino. Because, like, that last fight or last battle with no music, I'm like, oh, this is tense. Like, where was this the rest of the movie? But I really wanted to go more of, like, I don't want to say slapstick, but, like, action comedy. Like, this is ridiculous. Why this is a hoot. And it didn't get
there. Mel Gibson's a very good comedic actor. Yeah. If you've seen some of his more comedic stuff, I mean, he's very capable. I don't know who I would recommend this to. It's not ridiculous enough for, fans of Jack Frost, Santa's sleigh, and I don't see it satisfying anybody looking for a Mel Gibson action movie, so I just don't know. I don't think this one, I guess Walton Goggins fans, because he has all the good moments. The best parts are him, particularly towards the beginning for me. But man, yeah, this one's just meh.
I wouldn't go meh, but all right. I think I probably liked it the most here.
Yeah, I think you did. Okay. I have a spoiler rant, so we can rate it, and we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. So, well, Pugs, let's get the good out of the way first. What say you?
It has Mel Gibson, so it already has like a point half for me, 3.5. Because, like, even though it's not exactly what I wanted, I shouldn't judge a movie off of what I want. I should judge it off what I got. And what I got, it's like, well, this movie is good. It's just not, like, it's not a favorite. It won't stand out over time.
Okay.
With 3.5.
I'm a 3. Like I said, it's not on my annual rotation, but I may throw it on again another year.
Okay. I'm a generous 2. Because of Walton Goggins. It's not very good, but you get some laughs, I guess, at least at the beginning. And I also want to throw out recommendations.
He was funny throughout, sir.
He was, but it's not enough. There just wasn't enough. Mel Gibson has had some good, well, I guess, direct-to-disc era films. Bloodfather was really good. Get the Gringo was good. So those were some you may want to check out that maybe you overlooked. They didn't get big theatrical releases.
I was going to say, I know Get the Gringo had some theatrical, but
I think it might have been meant to. It was kind of like that.
It was limited out here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I know I saw it playing.
Yeah, Dragged Across Concrete's another one.
That movie's the shit.
I still need to watch that. That runtime's really intimidated me.
That no, it's enjoyable.
Go ahead. Well, I know, but it's like I have to commit to watching a movie that long.
Did you watch Brawl in Cell Block 99?
I love
that fucking movie.
It's right up there with it.
Okay.
Who'd have thought Vince Vaughn could be such a badass?
Have you seen that guy in person? He is
he's a big
tall motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can see it. Shave head.
Yeah. We should have a freaky review coming very soon. It's about to hit VOD, I believe, Tuesday. So that'd be today when we're dropping this. I don't know.
So
I'm excited to see it and talk about it with you guys.
Yeah.
So we're going to do spoilers now. Before we do, guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. Really helps us out. Fleshwindfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. And Pugs, tell them about the Patreon before we do spoilers.
Just go spoilers first.
I thought before.
On Patreon, so you can help support us and for exclusive content and, most importantly, uncensored. Everything starts at $1. So please and thank you.
Why has Dan changed the format without telling me? So I have graphics ready. We've never done it that way.
My bad.
I mean, it's probably good to get it in the middle.
It is, but you know, just let me be ready. Yeah.
Well, that was just because of the Mel Gibson jokes. All right, so I'm even, sort of. All right, so spoiler time, guys, if you don't wish it to be ruined. There you go. All right, big complaint here. I could have forgiven this.
You don't like the wife being black? I figured.
I figured she'd love
that. That's fucked up. Burnt cookie. All right, so as you can see, Pugs is black, and that's why he can make that joke. I haven't had to do it in a while, but he did
You know, if they can see him, they know. But don't you mean if you're listening?
Yeah,
Dan's forgotten about the listeners. He's just only about the video now.
I know. I'm putting snob. God damn it! All right, so big beef here, and this could have made me go a little bit higher if they ended strong. Why the fuck does the kid? Why didn't he put a fucking bullet right in the bastard's head? I mean, come on.
He's Santa Claus.
I know, but he's not Santa Claus. I mean, he should have turned around and just gone like on the other hand, and then just like boom, right between the eyes.
He also was gonna call off Goggins, but Goggins didn't answer his cell phone. But he was gonna be a little shit again because he was gonna about to poison his grandmother with fentanyl. Which is hilarious, by the way.
He should have killed the little shit. I don't know. This one just didn't work.
That's not that Santa Claus guy, though. That's the one we wanted, being a Mel Gibson Claus. But no, that would have felt out of character for what we got.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton would have killed him.
No, he would have drank him under the table.
Reverse the fentanyl.
Have Billy Bob and Goggins ever been in a movie together? Because
I believe they have, and I can't think of what.
Because if so, I want to see it now.
Yeah. I just want them in an NA meeting, all dressed as Santa Claus. I want him, Mel Gibson. Just hear their fucking horror stories.
Until Mel makes it weird by saying something.
No, they'll all agree with him. I would also like Danny McBride there, too. It would
just be glorious. You've booked an awesome movie. AA. There you go. Just AA. There's your movie. Oh, shit. Who else do you put in there? I wish George Carlin were still alive. He could be like the guy that hosts it.
Well, we need a colored person in there, a person of color in there. So who's a funny colored person?
There are lots.
Are there? Because we can't name any right now.
I'll go with the obvious one, and Pugs will probably get annoyed and call him overrated. So you know what I'm going to say.
Kevin Hart.
Chappelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks.
But he's
a funny person. As a comedian, I think he's overrated.
He feels age appropriate to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I think he's overhyped. He's funny. He can make people laugh, but that's just material. Like, he's funnier than what he does on stage. So I think he's just held back by pussies, which might have been the cause of this movie. Because I think if they would have went a little too far in one way, everyone would be like, why is Santa doing this?
They all remember Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah, it could be. This one's probably one of the... I mean, it's not the worst movie by any means, but it's
Are we done with spoilers? Can I pull
this? No, I have one question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If they would have murdered that little girl in the beginning, would you guys rate this higher?
More child killings. Yeah.
Same. I would. I was like, dude, you shock her one time. See what happens.
Yeah. That was actually pretty funny, being in the car with him sitting there. And I'm like, this is building to like a really gory, fucked up, hilarious movie. And then I'm like, oh no, they never got there.
Do you have a little dog? Juju Beans. Well, I'm going to kill Juju Beans too.
Should have just said no. I was going to say.
I think you guys would like the movie more if our expectations weren't so high. That's the thing.
Yeah. But,
I don't know. Like, I don't see myself having an urge to watch this again anytime soon. But I agree, there were expectations.
Yeah.
And sometimes those fail you. But so, anyways, that's all I have for spoilers.
Yep, I'm good.
And all right. So, guys, if you haven't listened yet, be sure to check out all of our Thanksgiving shows. But also, we've got our December, very busy December, lots of cool stuff. So make sure you check the channel, because we're going to have some really nifty stuff. A lot of ground to cover this month. And on that note, gentlemen, good evening. And we hope you're having a happy holiday season out there.
All right. Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
And follow us across all the social media bullshits.
Yes.
That was just Dan trying to take your job earlier. That's the only reason he did that shit early.
You know what? I don't agree with affirmative action either, so he's not all wrong.
Goddamn.